This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. A big week for the Western Hockey League. The IIHF 2019 World Junior Hockey Championships are coming to Vancouver and Victoria. We'll take you back to the announcement and hear from event co-chair Ron Toigo. As well, 12 WHL players are off to try and crack Canada's World Junior team for the tournament that begins in just over 3 weeks in Montreal and Toronto. We'll hear from selection camp invitee Sam Steele, Jake Bean, and goaltender Connor Ingram. And Moose Jaw Warriors forward Jaden Halbigawax is the WHL and the CHL Player of the Week. He's been lighting the lamp. He'll join us later. The IIHF World Junior Hockey Championships are coming back to British Columbia. The 2019 tournament will be co-hosted by Vancouver and Victoria. Hockey Canada CEO Scott Smith made the announcement Thursday afternoon from Vancouver.
On behalf of a few organizations, first the Board of Directors under the leadership of our Chairman of the Board, Joe Drago, the Canadian Hockey League under the direction of Dave Branch, Ron Robinson, Gilles Courteau, and their franchises across the country, their owners and general managers, it's with great pleasure that this afternoon we announce the 2019 IIHF World Junior Hockey Championship will return to the province of British Columbia and be hosted in the cities of Vancouver and Victoria.
Championship was last held in BC back in 2006. It was shared by Vancouver, Kamloops, and Kelowna. Vancouver Giants majority owner Ron Toigo is the 2019 World Junior co-chairperson.
When we finished this in last time in 06, when it was over, I think the one thing we took out of that is, wow, that was a lot of fun. We got to do this again. It's taken a while, but we're here, and I want to thank Scott for the support and Tom to award this event to us again. It was very competitive. It was a tough call for them. I know some of the other players that were after it. So it wouldn't have happened without the support of our bid committee, which was outstanding, and what we presented. The support from Premier Clark and the provincial government to step forward and show how much the province is behind this and how much they support junior hockey was a huge catalyst to get us this awarded, and along with the support from Vancouver and the support from Victoria. There's a lot of people that went into this to make it happen for Vancouver, and we're all fortunate for it. We all look forward to continuing the run of whatever international event comes here. They finish with a gold. So thanks, everybody.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
12 WHL players are among 32 invitees to Canada's World Junior Selection Camp, December 11th to the 14th. The list includes goaltenders Connor Ingram and Carter Hart, defensemen Noah Juulsen, Jake Bean, and Cale Clegg, as well as forwards Sam Steele, Austin Wagner, Matthew Barzell, Dylan Dubé, Nick Merkley, Brett Howden, and Nolan Patrick. Phil Andrews spoke with Regina Pats invitee and WHL leading scorer Sam Steele.
All right, here with Pats forward and Anaheim Ducks prospect Sam Steele, named to Team Canada's selection camp roster for the 2017 World Junior Hockey Championships. And Sam, I imagine pretty excited to have a chance to do this in your 18-year-old season. I know a pretty special tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty special to get the invite. You know, it's a tournament that I always grew up watching, so it's something I'm really excited to be a part about, and, you know, just going to go there and play my best, and hopefully I can make my way onto the team.
Weren't at summer development camp, and not that that really means anything, but, you know, what does it say, do you think, about the start of your season now, 41 points in, what, 19 games, that, you know, they obviously took notice of the steps that you've taken in your game?
Yeah, I think it's been a successful start for myself and the team especially. We've been playing great hockey, so it makes things a lot easier, and, you know, like I said, I'm just happy that they recognized my play and that I'm going to be going to the camp, so it's exciting.
Obviously, everybody wants to play at this tournament, but was it in your mind at all as this season started that, you know, this could be happening for you, or did you think about it at all?
You think about it a little bit, but my mentality was just, you know, doing anything I can to help the team win here, and they must have taken notice of, you know, how I've been playing or stuff like that. But, you know, I wasn't thinking about it too much. I was just worrying about the Pats.
Do you have any special memories, or you know, maybe nothing specific, but you know, you sit there and watch, and you know, just kind of the whole aura around that tournament. It's a special thing, isn't it?
Yeah, like I said, I've watched that tournament ever since I can remember, and it's always an exciting time of the year, and it's really special to see how the whole country kind of unites around a bunch of teenagers trying to win a tournament. So. Yeah, it's a really special tournament, and hopefully I get to be a part of it.
Awesome, Sam. Thanks for this.
Thank you.
On the defensive side, Calgary hitman Jake Bean will try to crack the roster. He spoke with Brad Curl.
Jake, it's a day that many Canadian kids would look forward to. Kind of tell us about your thoughts as you get invited to Canada's World Junior Selection Camp.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. But with that being said, it's a first step in a long process. So I'm really looking forward to going to camp.
When you look at a camp like this, how do you approach it?
I think you just got to go day by day. Obviously, you can't take a look at the entire scheme, else you're going to get a little overwhelmed. So I think it's just about going on the ice, listening to the coaches, trying your best to understand the systems, and take it day by day and have fun. And that's how you're going to be the most successful.
You've had a couple of teammates that have experienced this, most recently Travis Sanheim and Jake Virtanen. Had you picked their brains at all about what to expect?
A little bit. Probably more Trav, seeing as he played last year. And so I think I know a little bit what to expect, and I got a little taste of it in the summer too. So should be good to get back with some of those guys and with some of those coaches. So
I was going to ask you your impressions on the 32-man roster name. There's a lot of high-profile names in that group.
Yeah, there is, and a lot of older guys I've never played with before. So anytime you can kind of get the opportunity to play with an elite class of guys, it's a really special opportunity. So I'm going to try to make the most of it.
I want to ask you about the layoff. You haven't played a lot this year. Do you think that helps or hurts you in your approach, or is it a factor at all?
Yeah, I don't know if it's too much of a factor. I think in a lot of ways it helps me. I should have no excuse not to be fresher than a lot of those guys, and I will get an opportunity to play games before I go down there. And I think it's important for me to take things in stride when I get there and understand that, like you said, I haven't played too many games this year, so just kind of get better every day and hopefully be in my best shape once the tournament starts.
Tell us about memories of that tournament. It's a tradition for many a Canadian family to sit around and watch and listen. What memories come up for you?
Yeah, I remember being at my cabin watching kind of Boxing Day games, U.S.-Canada and the shootout. And I went to the 2010 one here in Calgary when Canada almost came back against Russia. So there's no lack of special memories, so it would be a huge honor to be able to be part of that.
And goaltender Connor Ingram of the Kamloops Blazers.
You know, when you get a call like that, considering what you've been through with, you know, being passed over in the NHL draft, not being in the Bantam draft, is it still a hint of maybe this might not happen? Do you still kind of have that in your back of your mind before something like this?
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, it's taken a couple of tries with whatever I've tried to do. So it was exciting to see. And I missed the phone call again, so I'm not very good at that. But it's fun.
Three goaltenders, and I think there was the thought that maybe there would only be two, but perhaps the third one taken, yourself with Carter Hart and Michael McNiven of the Owen Sound Attack. Does that catch you off guard at all, the fact that we three goaltenders at camp?
No, not at all. You knew that was probably going to happen, so it's still an exciting time, and it'll be fun going into camp.
You know, it's 12 WHLers going over as well. Guys that you would have battled with, you know, Dylan Dubé, Nick Merkley, these guys like that. Can you bring it all together for the Maple Leaf and represent the greater good there?
Yeah, I think so. Most guys around the league, if you see them in the summer or see them around, they're pretty nice guys and you seem to get along pretty well. So those are guys you've seen before at summer camp, and it's exciting times for them and exciting for me. And it's fun to play with those guys. Those guys have a lot of skill, and guys you see at Super Series and stuff like that, they know how to do it. So it'll be fun to just hang around with those guys.
Yeah, well, it's great news back on Tuesday morning. Congratulations, Connor, and have a great time at that selection camp.
Yeah, thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
What a tear Moose Jaw Warrior forward Jaden Hallbegawax is on. Voice of the Warriors, James Gallo, sat down with the Duo Weekly Award winner.
Rating WHL and CHL Player of the Week, Jaden Hallbegawax of the Moose Jaw Warriors. 6 goals and 9 points last week in 3 games. Jaden, describe what it's like to be in the zone when you're a shooter, and how much has your confidence been growing throughout the course of the season?
I mean, throughout the start of the season here, I mean, my confidence has definitely gone up every game. I mean, each game you get, you play in this league, I mean, you're going to get better and better, and you're going to be more confident in yourself and with your line mates and your team in general. So I think this past week, I mean, just showed that, I mean, things are going right for me right now, and hopefully I can keep it going.
This is obviously an award you share with your line mates, Brett Howden and Tanner Janot. Describe the chemistry that you three have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, last year at the end of the year, our chemistry started to show, and we stuck as a line there, and we did well. And Tim brought that back into this year, and I think it's unreal the way we play together, and we all bring something different to the table, and I think that helps out a lot. I mean, we're close friends, so I think that also helps. And just, yeah, the chemistry we have together obviously shows on the ice, and hopefully it just keeps going.
You've already surpassed your goal total of last season. What are your personal goals moving forward for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, you want to get better each year, and obviously I already did that, but I mean, I just want to keep pushing. I want to do the best I can. I mean, if I'm playing well, I mean, points are just going to come, so I just want to keep playing well, and I mean, the points will show if I'm doing my play in my game.
WHL and CHL Player of the Week, Jaden Hallbigawax, as much as you enjoy the personal success, team success, I'm sure, matters the most. The Warriors with points in 10 out of the last 12 hockey games. You've won 4 out of the last 5. And you're scoring a lot of goals. And Jaden, maybe describe what the mood is around this team, because going into the season, a lot of people were wondering how this team would do with the loss of Braden Point and Dryden Hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not too many people see us as a top team right now. I think we're just flying under the radar here. I think we're a pretty good team. I mean, it shows. I mean, this year we're pretty good on the road so far. So I think that's huge for teams to be good on the road, because not too many teams are. And I think, our team's a good team. And I think if we just keep playing the way we do, things are going to happen for us.
5-0 on the road in November. Obviously, the confidence away from Mosaic Place is high with this organization.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, any team can play in their home building. It's on the road where teams struggle. And if we can do both, I mean, we're going to be very successful.
9 games left before the Christmas break. How important is it to keep focused on the hockey and not the break?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's a little excited for the break, obviously. But, I mean, the hockey's the most important here. That's why we're here. So I think teams are obviously going to be excited for the break. And I think if we just stick to our game, I mean, we can take advantage of that. And these 9 games are going to be big for us. I mean, we're catching, some top teams here. So I think if we just keep playing and keep getting points, it's going to be good for us after Christmas.
WHL and CHL Player of the Week, Jaden Hallbigawax, congratulations. Good luck coming up this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Hey, and that's the show. A lot of help this week. I want to say thanks to Phil Andrews in Regina, Brad Curl in Calgary, as well as James Gallo in Moose Jaw. Thanks, fellas. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.